The House is expected to vote today on a stopgap package to keep the government running into the new year. If the measure is approved by the House, the Senate would then act ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. But the bill is unlikely to win enough support from the House Republican majority, and new Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democrats to ensure passage. Critics call Johnson's proposal a bizarre two-part process that temporarily funds some federal agencies to January 19th and others to February 2nd, and it comes without any of the deep cuts conservatives are demanding. It also fails to include President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, border security, and other supplemental funds. Donna Porter, Washington.